The rest of the story. In the uppermost echelon of golf, among the greatest of the great, who was the greatest ball striker? Any answer is arguable. Many think Hogan. But there is a growing consensus among scholars of the sport that the most consistent ball striker of all time, that would be the one who flushed the ball flushest and shaped shots most precisely, was not Hogan, nor Jones, nor Snead, nor the Golden Bear, nor even the Tiger. It was Mo Norman. Mo Norman? That's right, Canadian golfer Mo Norman. And only after his death, September 4, 2004, would we learn the secret of his phenomenal success, because in a posthumously published interview, the great Murray Irwin Norman revealed that before each and every round of each and every tournament, he consulted with his gallery, and from them he derived such overwhelming self-assurance that he strode onto the golf course completely relaxed and mentally prepared to win. He was invincible. His incredible credits include 54 victories, amateur and pro, successive Canadian amateur championships. In the process, he would log 359s and 17 holes in one and 33 course records. But more remarkable still are the innumerable stories which comprise the real-life legend of Mo Norman. For example, he'd bet you that he can drive straighter than you could putt. Then he'd plant a post 250 yards down the fairway. No matter who you were, he would hit that post before you could sink an 80-footer on the green. Mo could bounce a ball off the face of his driver. I know a lot of people can do that, you say, but there was practically no limit to how long Mo could keep doing it, usually around 200 bounces before he got bored or started laughing and quit. Why, Mo was so confident that once, when he was leading a tournament by 3 strokes, he cozied up to the cup on the 18th green and then purposely putted his ball into a bunker just to make things interesting, he said. Oh, yes, he still won. That was it, you see. That was his secret, his amazing ironclad self-confidence, which he cultivated and compounded by routinely consulting his gallery, the cheerleaders which he kept in his pocket. You see, Canadian golfing phenomenon Murray Irwin Norman never competed without a pocket full of cash. Early in his career, it might have been his complete savings. Later on, it was as much as his pockets could hold. But before each round in each tournament in the parking lot, before he got out of his car, he would take out that money, never less than many thousands of dollars, and he would count every last bill, and on the way back into his pocket, each bill would whisper, "Mo, winning is not all that important. You're going to be okay because you have us." And one thing more, just days before he died of heart failure at 75, a friend reported a curious thing. There was no golf tournament that day, but Mo was carrying in his pocket $30,000. And one might now ask, why did he not know the rest of the story?